Hello, Radio St. Pete listeners. This is Alexis Baum, otherwise known as AB of AB Sees You, the show that sees people for who they are, wherever they are, and shines a little audio spotlight on their story. Today, on this lovely Sunday, with porch music going on all around us, AB sees some really lovely people that I just met from the Old Northeast. Who do I see?
Hi, I'm Debbie from the Old Northeast.
And?
I'm Dick from MLK. Not the same neighborhood.
Oh, not the same neighborhood, but you came on bikes together.
We came together.
What did you come out here for? Come a little closer.
Well, we've been to the art walk around here where you go to see all the art of people's houses. We love that. So we saw this on Facebook and decided we'd check out the porch music.
Thank you.
Good
stuff. And where else do you bike regularly?
Yes, I bike the Pinellas Trail all the time.
You have a great helmet, by the way. It's like fluorescent.
Yes, good well, I night. Like to be seen.
She's so itty-bitty. She's got to be seen.
But, you know, there's a lot of porch music. I'm from Boston, and there's a bunch of places up there that do porch music. So we figured this would be great. Everything in Kenwood is always great. So
of course, I put it on the radio because you're telling me all that Kenwood's great. I'm like, all right, let's put this on the radio and tell everyone that Kenwood's great. And how long have you lived in this area?
I have been here 21 years, 22 years, 23 years, 24 years. 24.
Do you go back to Boston regularly, or are
all
you snowboarding?
Or
you...
No, I live here, but okay. I have my family's all up there. I have a son in New Hampshire, parents outside of Boston.
Okay. So, I'm a New Jersey girl, so we're kind of like, and I went to school at Smith in Massachusetts.
Beautiful campus. I took my son visiting colleges out in that area, and when we just went through Smith to see it, he was like, this one looks the best. I'm like, yeah, well, you can't go.
I know, he's not allowed. It was always fun when we would see a boy on campus. Be like, what's that person doing here? What's going on? And you said you had a relationship to Smith or to Massachusetts?
My niece went there, but I've been here since the 80s.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay, so you can give us one of those retrospective realizations of, like, what has been most significantly interesting from the 80s to now?
Yeah, in the summer, there was nobody here. It's not like it is now. And there was no Tropicana Field when I moved
here.
They were building it, yeah. Don't know what to do with it.
I have a watercolor painting of the Tropicana Field because I'm like, one day this might not be here. And an artist in our neighborhood painted it, Deb Von Cannon, I'll just say that. And I was just commenting on that yesterday because I'm like, I knew like one day it might not be here, but they're fixing it. But you were here before that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
They waited a long time to get a baseball team. So they used to have tractor pulls. Remember David Bowie played there? They had
no
concerts.
Way. Did you see David Bowie there?
I saw him in New York many years ago, but not there, no.
What kind of music are you two into?
We're pretty alternative. We love the Smiths.
Yeah, okay.
We're actually going down to Miami to see David Byrne in a couple of weeks.
Oh, nice.
He's got a new album.
But so we love, like, this guy. There's a guy we know. Well, plug Dick Kokin, who plays at the Chataway.
Oh, yeah.
Down at 22nd Avenue North.
Absolutely.
South and 4th Street. He plays kind of...
Yeah, like this solo acoustic. Yeah. Really good stuff.
He doesn't have originals. He plays covers, but they're great.
Okay.
I don't know. We like to go to all those different places on Central and even out in Gulfport.
There is no shortage of music here.
There is no shortage of music. But yeah, St. Pete has changed a lot even since I've been here. Now, part of it is I'm 24 years older, but when I came here, people still referred to it as God's waiting room.
Okay.
And I've gotten older, but also St. Pete has gotten younger.
Yeah. So how does it feel for you to be here nowadays?
Well, like the blue man in the red state.
Yeah.
I'm a blue woman
in
a red state, but at least St. Pete is kind of a little dot of blue, which is nice.
We're pretty politically active. We go to the protests.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah, do a lot of volunteering. So that part, the politics are hard. The hurricanes are stressful, but this year was nice.
Yeah, we all
got a
reprieve. Don't jinx it. We're not like, the year's not over yet, but I'm hoping.
But other than hurricanes and politics, everything else is great.
But it's a good place with a lot of active people, I feel like.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of gets involved and gets out, and it's super
fun. And people
fun.
Are nicer than up in Boston, I do have to admit.
I think they
it.
Are, too. I'm
they
from Jersey,
are.
New York, and I'm like, people
they
are a lot nicer.
Nicer
here.
Yeah.
Even though I love my home state, and I love my place of home, but I'm here, I'm like, people talk to you on the sidewalk and, like, say hi.
Oh, yeah. When I first moved down here and people said hi to me when I was walking by, I was like, what are you doing?
Exactly.
And now I do it, and I forget when I'm up there not to do it, and people look at me like, what are you doing?
Exactly. Well, my final question is, have you ever listened to Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7?
So you know, I actually, when I first heard about it, I did, and then I forgot about it, and so I'm so glad that you guys reminded. What I need to do is I don't listen to the radio much other than in the car, but I'm going to program it in my car.
Yeah, in
how
the car.
How wide a range
But also, radio. It's all throughout St. Pete,
okay.
But also RadioSt.Pete.com is our website that has the streaming.
Okay.
And there's a free Radio St. Pete app.
And it's really all local people.
All local.
I'm not sure I was aware of that.
Yeah, it's an all-community radio station, all volunteer.
Well, a friend of mine that I used to play in, I used to play in a band with a guy, Bruce, and he plays with Dylan, who's that Deep Pine band. Have you heard of them? They were on that station a little while ago.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know.
Deep Pine.
Deep Pine.
So, yeah, they play a lot down in Gulfport at the brewery and that.
Give me the number again.
Yeah.
Sunshine 96.7 FM.
Oh, 96.7.
Okay.
It's way up there in the 96.
Well, 96. Most of the alternative stuff's on 80 something. You know?
Well, we play all kinds of music. So
96.7.
Yeah, and all download the Radio St. Pete app.
I'm going to.
On your phone, and you'll have it streaming all the time.
We will do that.
All right.
How
you
long
heard
have you been around?
We're just over our 10-year anniversary, so
really?
Been around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
There was a reason I first listened to it. There was something I was looking for. But
anyway.
I appreciate the reminder.
December 2nd. What's December 2nd?
Their second anniversary party. They're having Radio St. Peter's.
She always
going to be at
Bay. All right. I should know this because I'm on the board. Radio St. Pete, December 2nd at Bayboro.
We should go.
All right. Well, you heard all of this on Radio St. Pete. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank